You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Bafétimbi Gomis to score and Swansea to win is 8-1. Sergio Aguero to score and Manchester City to win is in the betting at 13-8. Two teams here, Lee, in good form as the season draws to its conclusion. Swansea have won three straight, while Manchester City are on a run of four consecutive wins. Appears to me that Swansea really want that Europa League spot, and that's something that Gary Monk has spoken openly about, his desire to compete against the best in Europe. And I enjoyed that performance against Arsenal on Monday night, where I think Monk tactically outmaneuvered Arsene Wenger, really, and they got the result they deserved.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very... they didn't do an awful lot, did they, in the game? They kept the ball and they passed it around in their own half. Fair enough, you know.
Hit them on the break, though, didn't they? Played with those two wide men.
Yeah, and Arsenal, you know, when they get lulled into those kind of games, they find it really difficult to go through the gears, don't they? I think City are playing, obviously, some of the best stuff they've played this season. I mean, you know, in that form table, by the way, you know, the form table which goes back six games, Swansea are above Man City in the table, third versus fourth. You know, I suppose you look at the games that they've played, they've beaten Arsenal, beaten Stoke, beaten Newcastle, lost to Leicester, drew with Everton, and beat Hull. Man City beating QPR, beating Tottenham, beating Villa and beating West Ham. So there's not an awful lot, there's two losses before that, not an awful lot to pick between the two of them. I just think with Aguero in the team, he may well be the difference, because I think he's finished the season in phenomenal form. I wanted to have a look at Boney to score in the game. I think he scored three goals in the last two matches between them, obviously all for Swansea before his move. But for a man who hasn't been scoring for City and hasn't really started his career there that well, 19-20 is not good enough for me. Odds on.
When you compare that price with Sergio Aguero's price, there's no comparison, is there?
No, not at all. I think this will be an entertaining game. I think you could see over 2.5 goals. I think we could see both teams to score, because City look like they just want to attack. And I noticed that when you look at the head-to-heads, you know, there's been, you know, a lot of goals either side of half time. And I've picked out a bit of a worldie here, keeping with my Sergio Aguero fascination at the moment. Yep. And by the way, I've just made a horrific error. I've been tipping him to score first for 4 weeks now. It's landed 4 weeks running.
It's landed five weeks running.
I'd be beating you, Derek, if I'd had that in my nap every week.
I've had 5 weeks running.
Yeah, one of the games there was an own goal, and then he scored Jeez. Second. So in effect, he scored the first goal in five successive games.
Bloody hell.
I'm going for Sergio Aguero to score in both halves at 9-1. I don't think that's beyond the realms of possibility, to be honest with you. It's just, if you go below the goal scorers, you'll see to score from outside the penalty area, to score a header, score in the first 10 minutes, and it's just below that. 9-1 for him to score in both halves.
What do you reckon here, Derek?
Well, I think Swansea are a big price, actually. So, you know, given that they're still at it, you know, they're playing really well, three straight wins, and they're 4-1 above City in the form table. I think it's overpriced, I really do. And we're not getting all worked up by City's recent form, because, you know, who have they beaten? West Ham, who have given up. Villa, they were desperately lucky to win. Tottenham wasn't the greatest performance. And then, well, okay, 6-0 against QPR. We could put up a team that would do that. So I'm going to go for Swansea here. I think they're overpriced, 4-1 at home.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.